Before we begin, just one ha'ara relating to the Chacham Tzvi we mentioned at the end of Shir last time. We quoted that Rav Moshe was willing to follow the Chacham Tzvi with other tzirufim, at least b'maklam takanas hashavim. Avi pointed out to me that he has a similar tshuva to be mako for porcelain dishwashers that haven't been used for a year. One of the interesting things about Rav Moshe, though, is the Chacham Tzvi himself was only willing to be mako for chametz because chametz is a case where stam eino ben yomo would be aser b'diavad, the way we assume. And therefore, he was willing to be mako. He wasn't choshesh that you would be mako too soon. But actually, for isurim, he wasn't willing to be mako. So, just an interesting parenthetical point. Rav Moshe is actually more mako in his adaptation of the Chacham Tzvi than the Chacham Tzvi was willing to be mako himself. Okay, so let's start from today's topic, and we're going to start with the topic of Hishpiach ulvasof pagam and pagam ulvasof hishpiach. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Samach Chesamad Aleph, writes im Hishpiach ulvasof pogam. For example, you put chometz atoch grisim tzoninin, v'achar kach yirtichan. So apparently, when it's cold, it's no sein tam l'shvach. When they're warmed up, it's no sein tam l'fgam. It's aser. So that case, hishpiach ulvasof pagam, is explicit in the Gemara. Pagam ulvasof hishpiach is not discussed, at least overtly, in the Gemara, the simple understanding of the Gemara. The Rambam, though, paskins that that too is aser. And that's paskin in the Shulchan Aruch over here in Simen Kuf Gimel Sif Beis. Now, let's start with the case of pagam ulvasof hishpiach. So, why would pagam ulvasof hishpiach be aser? So, mikufya, there are two ways you could understand it. The easiest way to understand it is it's something like chozer v'neyor. It's true that when the iser falls in at first and it's no sein tam l'fgam, it might be mutter. But when it's sofo l'hashbiach, then it asers the kedera, just like we paskin that if iser, at least min b'sheinu mino for sure, falls in and it's batel, and then you're mosif more iser, so it goes, that which was originally batel is chozer v'neyor, so too here. And this makes a lot of sense, especially if you learn like the Rashba. The Rashba says that the heter of no sein tam l'fgam is because of bittel, so it's batel, but when it becomes no sein tam l'shvach, it's chozer v'neyor. Yeah, let's talk about when it actually became. When it actually became nishbach. So that's one way to understand it. What about if you learn like the Ran? According to the Ran, that mahalech isn't so pashut. Why? Because bishashu pagum, if we consider it, ain't a roi lager, so it's mutter. And to say that something mutter then becomes asher again isn't so pasha, because the heter isn't dalts bittel. For example, let's say you had a piece of nevela that was truly spoiled, not in a tarovis, spoiled, and somehow or another it became mutter again. It's not so pashut that it would be chozer l'isser. So according to the Ran, this din isn't so pashut. Though maybe, and we'll see what the Ran actually says shortly, but maybe we would say no, that it's not actually mutter in the first place. Why? Because when it first falls in, especially if it's omed lios mushpach, so maybe it's considered nana mina isser, in which case even initially it's going to be aser, even b'shashu pagum, because you're nana mina isser. I'm very happy that this isser fell in. It's pagum, okay, but it's omed lios mushpach. So not so clear what the din is. But we could imagine that a nafkamina between the Rashba and the Ran in this case would be, is it mutter or aser when it's pagum? So what's the halacha taka when it's mutter or aser, whether it's mutter or aser when it's pagum? So the Shach and Sifkat and Zayin writes that when it's pagum, for sure it's mutter. In pagum levaso v'shpiach, when it's pagum, b'shashu pagum, it's mutter. But the chiddush of the Gemara, or the Rambam, is that when it becomes mushbach, it then becomes Asher. Now, Lechora, the Beis Yosef disagrees. The Beis Yosef seems to understand that in the case of Pagum Ulevaso v'Shpiach, it's Asher even when it's Pagum. The Beis Yosef writes, V'tayma Mishum D'kol Shekeinu. How do we know this? After all, as we noted, this case isn't in the Gemara. The Gemara mentions Hishbiach Ulevasof Pagum. So how did the Rambam know to extend this to Pagum Ulevasof Hishbiach? Says the Beis Yosef, it's a Kal Vachomer. Hashta Pigam Ulevasof Aser Mipnei Shishbiach Mitchila Afal Pisha Oso Shevach Almanas Lifgom Hu Pagum Tchila Lo Kol Shekein De Aser Deha Pigam Ze Eino Pigam Kevan Shu'almanas Lashbiach. Says the Beis Yosef, this pigam that's here at the beginning, that's only Lashbiach, is not actually a pigam. In other words, this is not considered no same tam lefgam, even when it's pagum. So the Beis Yosef seems to disagree with the Shach. The Beis Yosef seems to say that even b'shashu pagum it's aser. Why? This pigam isn't a pigam. Now, what exactly is this kavachomer that the Beis Yosef is saying? So l'chora, the pshat in the kavachomer is as follows. In the case of Hishbiach ulevasof pagum, so it's pashut that it's aser kishehu mushbach. There's no doubt about that. The question is whether it's going to be remain aser even after it's nifgam or become mutter because right now it's no same tam lefgam. So in that case, when the Gemara says Hishbiach ulevasof pagum is aser, the Gemara is telling me it's aser even kishu pagum. Now in that case, it's aser even though it's omed lios pagum and it is pagum, it's still considered no sein tam lashvach, as it were, not begeder no sein tam lefgam. So in the case where it's destined to become pagum, we say that it's aser even when it's pagum. So kol shekein over here, where it's destined to in hishbiach levasof, in pagum levasof hishbiach, where it's destined to be mushbach, it's going to be aser when it's pagum. Why is it a kol shekein? Because we find in places in halacha, one example that we talked about in the Avodah Zarah of Rechol, Chala, the time Ochamra, for example, is that something that it's going to turn into is koveya what it is to a certain degree. So when you have something that's omed lios pagum, it's more truly in its essence pagum. And still, hishbiach levasof pagum is aser even when it's pagum. So kol shekein pagum levasof hishbiach, which is more, again, in its essence, no Saint Tamlish Bach is going to be Aser when it's Pagum. So that's the Kavachomer of the Beis Yosef. So it turns out then that the Machlokas by Pagum Ulevasov Hishbiach is it Aser when it's Pagum? That question, that Machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Shach, is really totally in the reason why Hishbiach Ulevasof Pagum is Aser. You see, according to the Beis Yosef wrote that Hishbiach Ulevasof Pagum is Aser because you need Pagum Etchila Vad Sof. So Hishbiach Ulevasof Pagum, even when it's Pagum, is not really Pagum. According to the Shach, it has nothing to do with that. According to the Shach, and that's why the Shach rejects this whole Kavach Homer, according to the Shach, we'll see, it has to be a different vart. It has to be some other reason why it's aser when it's pagum, not because it's not really pagum. So we'll talk about why the Shach might hold Hishbiach levasof pagum remains aser even b'shashu nosin tam levgam. But the machlokas, again, about the din of pagum levasof hishbiach, is it aser k'shashu pagum, it really is rooted in how you understand the machloka, how you understand the din of Hishbiach levasof pagum. Now, the Pri Chadash Sifkat and Ches also learns like the Beis Yosef, meaning to say, Pagum Olevasov Hishbiach is Aser B'Shashu Pagum. And one question we have to consider, just before we get to your question, is that the Shach brought a Raya. What was the Shach's Raya? How did the Shach know that even when it was when it was pogrom, in the case of pogrom of shkiach, it's certainly mutter. The Shach said, "Amidi dihave achaseres melach," meaning to say, we know the halacha is that let's say something is no sein tam lefgam, but if you were to add a little salt, it would be now mushbach. It's still, it's a question in a gemara, but we pass and it's mutter. So even though it's going to be mushbach, it's aser, it's mutter when it's pogrom. So too over here. So what would the Beis Yosef respond? So presumably the Beis Yosef will respond that he's machmir in pogrom alav aser v'shpiach when it's omed to turn mushbach on its own. In that case, we say that pegima isn't really pogrom, it's omed lakach. Ma she'en kein, in the case of chaser melach, where there's a separate maisa, something you could do to cause this to be nosein tam l'shvach, then he would agree. So when is the Beis Yosef machmir by pogrom alav aser v'shpiach? When on its own, it's omed lios mushbach. But if there's something you could do to change it, so then even the Beis Yosef might agree that we say, well, since right now it's pogrom, it's mutter. And the truth is, if you look at the Shach, it could even be that the Shach agrees to that. Because, meaning say the Shach agrees that if it's going to happen, memela. The Lashon of the Shach is that this is mutter, b'shar shu pogrom. He says, mutter, afal pi she'ef shar sheyashbiach achar kach. Maybe, if it was vaday omed lahashbiach achar kach, the Shach would agree. Yes?
Two things. What bothers me is that the Shach is going in the Rechav. It doesn't say, the Rechav seems to be saying, he says, Pirush Achar Sheshbiach. I mean, according to what he's saying, the Rechav and the Yosef should mean
yes.
Right away. So
that's one. But we have that all the time, no?
He's explaining it. But two is that, is that at all totally to the Rechav and the Rechav? Because according to the Rechav, we find even something which is poking could be Isser if you're netted from it. So the fact is, even though now it's problems, you will ultimately be nehenna from it at a later point of time.
Yeah, that's what he said originally. So if you learn like the Ran, there's much more of a tzad to say like the Beis Yosef. In Achinami. Okay, so now let's talk about the opposite case. What about Hishpiyahu Vasov Pogrom? Why is that usher when it's Pogrom? Why don't we say that, okay, it's usher originally, but when it's Pogrom, it's no sin tam lefgam, it should become mutter. So the Prima Gadim in Sifsei Das Sifkat and Zayin says that this is just a chomer de rabbanan chashashu shema yochal ha'iser kshu adayin b'shvacho. In other words, this din, mikra din, doesn't make any sense. Okay, when it's no sin tam l'shvach, it's going to be aser, and when it's no sin tam l'fgam, why shouldn't at that point it should become mutter? There's no general chaliastika reason for this. It's simply a gzeira, a local gzeira. However, perhaps, and when we'll see shortly when we look at the Rishonim, it does not sound this way. The Rishonim all sound like this is a fundamental halacha. Some might even say it's deraisa. But even if it's not deraisa, it's certainly not just a side gzera, but a fundamental din. So why would that be? So one way to understand this din is that this is parallel to the Rashba's view on Efshar L'Sochto Aser. Not what the Rashba thinks that the Gemara means when it says Efshar L'Sochto Aser, but what the Rishonim, the way the Shulchan Aruch uses the term of Efshar L'Sochto Aser. If you remember, the Rashba's position is as follows. Even though we don't hold of Hanan by Shari Surin, and we actually hold Efshar L'Sochto Mutter, nevertheless, if you have something mutter that was bolea iser benesinas tam, let's say a potato that was bolea tam nevela, even if it subsequently loses that tam nevela, for example, that potato gets mixed in with hundreds of other pieces of broccoli, and now we know that this potato no longer has tam nevela, nevertheless, that potato remains aser. Now, if you recall, there was a debate as to how to understand the Rashba and conflicting implications within the Rashba, but at least in some places the Rashba indicated that that's true even if you were to know with certainty that there's no longer tam iser in this potato. A potato that was once aser because of tam iser shebalua betocho remains aser forever. And we don't say bittel subsequently. Well, that's exactly what we're saying over here. We're saying that since this was originally Usur because of Tom Kicker, because it was no Saint Tom, Leshvach, so Memela remains Usur, even though it's no longer no Saint Tom, Leshvach. And therefore, especially if you're going to learn the Rashba that no Saint Tom Lefgam is just Bittel, and you plug in the regular din of the Rashba, that what some call Efshel L'Sof To Aser, that once it's Aser, it remains Aser. So it's quite natural that you would think that Hishbiach Ulevasof Pagum will remain permanently Aser. Again, that din might not be Midiraisa, so then it wouldn't be Diraisa here either. It would be Midirabanan, but again, it's a fundamental din. It's not just a Gzeira that's local to this particular case. If you recall at the time, the way the Brisker Rav and the Rav explained that Rashba, they understood that this was based off of a principle of Ein Bittel Ella Betchilas HaTa'aroves. It's only Bittel Mi'ikara. So if you think that's true over there, then Kol Shekein will say it's true over here. Because over there you could have argued, okay, but this is a new Ta'aroves. Over here, it's mamish the same Ta'aroves. For sure we would apply the principle of Ein Bittel Ella Betchilas HaTa'aroves. So, we have now two ways to understand this din of why Hishbiach Ulevasof Pagum is Aser. Either a local Gzeira, the Prima Gadim, or the Rashba's principle of Efshel L'Sof To Aser / Ein Bittel Ella Betchilas Sata Rofes. Another possibility to understand this, and this might be compelling within the opinion of the Ran, is as follows. Again, according to the Ran, this principle wouldn't make so much sense because the heter is not Alts Bittel. The heter is because it's Einurai Lager. And since Hishbiach Lefasof Pagum, since the final product is Einurai Lager, so why should it remain Aser? So we could just say, yeah, according to the Ran, we're forced to say it's Gzeira, like the Prima Gadim. But is there a way to understand why this would be true fundamentally if you learn like the Ran? So one way to understand this is as follows. The way I thought to say it is that when it's Hishbiach Mitchila, so it becomes Aser because of Tam Kikar. Now, how do we look at this? Do we continue to look at this as a Ta'aroves of Iser Veheter, and therefore it becomes Aser originally, and Memela, if now it's no Saint Tam Lefgam, it would change? Or no? Perhaps once something becomes Aser, it's a new thing. It's a Tavshil. It's something new. It's a composite food. And since the composite food is no Saint Tam L'Shvach, it's Aser, and it's going to remain Aser ad shu einaroi lager l'mashal l'mad davar doma. We don't look at bread, perhaps at least, as a composition of flour and water and salt and sugar and yeast and spices. We look at it as bread. And therefore, as long as the bread is roi l'achil lager, it's going to be Aser. That's another way to look at it. Now, yeah.
The Ran himself is that svara.
Very good. So the Ran himself, excellent, gives that svara. The Ran is in Avodah Zarah, on Samach Zayin and Beis in the Chidushim, and it's exactly what you'd expect for the Ran to say. Now the Ran adds an additional twist at the end, and the question is, what does he mean by that additional twist? First, I'll read you the Ran. Aval, kol shishbiach uvasov pagum, Kevan shebishash is biach nesar atav shel zeh, have le kinevela, v'kevan shechal alav iser, i'efshel atiro, achi yifsal milechol la'adam kinevela. That sounds exactly like we were saying. And then he says an interesting line, dumya demai damrinan v'chulin chaticha atzmanasis nevela, v'aser achi yifsal milechol la'adam. Now, that dumya is an interesting dumya, and the question is how strong of a dumya is this for real? Let's take one step back. If you look at Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Tosfos Samechesam at Aleph Dibra Maschil Amar Ula, Tosfos again also says this is a fundamental din. I don't think any of the Rishonim say like the Prima Gadim, the Ran, the Rashba, Tosfos, they all seem to say this is a fundamental din. The way Tosfos says it is that Kevan Shishbiach Meikar, Bishas Nefila, V'chal Iser Alei, Shuv ein lo heter. Gam ki pagam acharechein. So what does that mean? Chal iser alei. So one way to understand it, again, Tosis is explaining why is hishbiach l'basof pagam aser. Answer, chal iser alei. What's alei mean? So alei could mean either the heter, I would think that's the easier way to read it, or it could mean the ta'aroves. That might be more in line with what we were saying in Iran. But, so one way to read it, chal iser alei, is that the heter becomes aser, in which case the pshat and Tosis might be chanan. The reason why hishbiach l'basof pagam is aser is because of chanan. When the iser falls into the heter, it makes it aser. It's not just that the iser remains aser and there's afgospital, but actually the Tosfos says chal iser alei. The heter becomes aser. And therefore, even if later on it's dosin tam l'fgam, but since the heter became aser, so, and the heter is still ra'ui la'achila, it's not nifsal me'achila's ger, so memela remains aser. So Tosfos could be coming al tzchanan. You don't have to say Tosfos that far. You could say it's an iser tam ki'ikar on the heter. Like we said before, tam ki'ikar is a iser chadash, like Reb Chaim, and it's a din not just on the iser, which is always aser, but it's a chalos on the heter. You could say, maybe you could even learn, like the Rashba, like we were saying before, what's the reason why Eshel Asoch Tawasser? Because there's a chalos iser on the heter, such that even if the iser, that's not chanan, because you won't need shishim keneged the iser veheter, but nevertheless there's some type of chalos on the heter which remains. So Tosfos itself is unclear. It sounds like that we're saying that there's a chalos on the heter. The Ran himself, you don't have to say it that way. Again, the way more like Eliot was saying, it sounds like there's a iser on, chal iser, not on the heter, but on the tavshil. Right? That was the lashon of the Ran. The Ran said, Nesar tavshil zeh. So then the question is, how strong is the dimyon to chanan? I think that what he might just be saying when he compares it to chanan is saying, and especially in light of the Ran's theory about chanan, that chanan is that we are machmir for shari surin to treat it like basar b'chalav, zera mishum basar b'chalav. So the pshat is that we look at this as a single tavshil that becomes aser, and we say it's omed b'isuro ad shenisrach l'gamre, and the pshat is that it's just like basar b'chalav, just like by basar b'chalav, we say chanan, and therefore it's going to be remain aser until the ta'aroves would become mutter, because we see it as the heter becoming iser. So too over here.
The second hasbri given to us is that there is din of tam ki'ikar on the heter.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that because the tam is not pagam?
Yeah. So the point would be that because there's a chalos on the heter, so that heter remains. That iser on the heter remains even though the source for the iser is no longer there, especially because it's still nirgash, meaning to say it's in a sense even stronger than the case of the Rashba's case of Eshel Asoch Do Aser.
I mean, just that, as long as it's nirgash, bein lo tam, bein lo shvach.
Right. So just like, again, the Rashba said that, even when it's not nirgash at all. Right. So kol shekein over here where it's nirgash though, it's pagam.
Right. And you'd have to say now, like for Megadim, who says that hakara, that only type of hakara, that's hakara l'shvat.
At least initially. Right. That might be true l'chatchila, the only type of hakara is l'shvach. But once it becomes aser, it's different. Just like, again, the Rashba says that if mitchila becomes aser al tam kicker, it stays aser. But again, what, as I was saying, that when you look at the Rishonim, all the Rishonim explain this din as some type of chal iser alei, whether it's alei of the heter or alei on the tavshil or the like, as opposed to simply a local gzeira.
Right.
Okay. Now let's talk about Shitas HaRambam. So as we mentioned, this whole idea is actually the Makor is the Rambam. The Rambam was the one who said both Pagum Ulevasov Ishbiach and Ishbiach Ulevasov Pagum are both Asar. And we mentioned before what's the Makor for the Rambam, the Beis Yosef, as well as the Kesef Mishnah, says that it's Asi Mikol Shekein, right? If Pagum Ulevasov is Asar, Mipnei Shishbiach Betchila, so Pagum Mitchila is certainly going to be Asar because it's Omed Lashbiach. Now, if you think that the din of Hishbiach Ulevasov Pagum is because Chal Iser Alei, so then that Kavachomer is utterly nonsensical, because that's local to Hishbiach Ulevasov Pagum, and it's totally irrelevant when it comes to Pagum Ulevasov Hishbiach. So you see, as we said earlier, that the Beis Yosef doesn't learn it that way. The Beis Yosef is understanding that this is an issue of identity. And the conclusion of the Gemara, when it says Hishbiach Ulevasov Pagum is Aser Af Bekimaso, the Gemara is telling you that basically the only thing that's considered Nosin Tam Lufgam is Pagum Mitchila Vatsof. If you want, you can call it a shear in the Pagima, right? And anything less than that is not considered Nosin Tam Lufgam. And therefore, if you're going to say Hishbiach Ulevasov Pagum is Aser Kshu Pagum, because that's not sufficiently Pagum, so Kol Shekein Pagum Ulevasov Hishbiach will be true. Now, it happens to be that if you take a look at the Gra from Simen Tzadi Ches that I recommended you see last time, the Gra says that the Kal Vachomer of the Beis Yosef is, he writes, a Taus Gedola. And among the other proofs that he formulates to why it makes no sense is the position of the Reish Lakish in the Yerushalmi, who says the exact opposite. He says Pagum Ulevasov Hishbiach is Aser, but Hishbiach Ulevasov Pagum is Mutter, the exact opposite of the Beis Yosef. Okay, so what is the Pshat of the Rambam? If the source for the Rambam isn't a Kal Vachomer, as the Beis Yosef suggested, well, what then is the source of the Rambam? So the truth is that the Rambam actually tells you what his source is if you look at the Perush HaMishnayos. Yeah?
The Rambam Rish Lakish isn't really right, because he says the Kal Vachomer comes from the Maskana that we go by the word.
No, the Beis Yosef says, look, we have this din that says Hishbiach Ulevasov Pagum is Aser. So from there, Kal Vachomer Pagum Ulevasov Hishbiach is Mutter. Now, Reish Lakish says the exact opposite. So if the position of Reish Lakish is nonsensical, if you think that there's a Kal Vachomer against him, nobody could possibly hold that. So obviously Reish Lakish doesn't hold to this Kal Vachomer. In which case, how did the Rambam know it was correct? So there must be a different source for the din. And again, the answer is, if you look at the Pirush HaMishnayos, the source is as follows. The Pirush HaMishnayos says, actually, there are four cases that are possible. Pagum Mitchila Ve'atzof, Hishbiach Mitchila Ve'atzof, Pagum Vasof Hishbiach, Hishbiach Ulevasof Pagum. Now, or actually, three and four I reversed. Anyway, the first two cases are clear and obvious in terms of Halach Lemaisa. Pagum mitchila v'atzof is certainly mutter l'maisa. Hishbiach mitchila v'atzof is certainly aser l'maisa. What about hishbiach l'vasof pagum and pagum v'atzof hishbiach? He says it's not clear from the Gemara what the conclusion is. There might be a tosofer there, but we'll leave that aside. Not clear. And therefore the Rambam sounds like he's saying that we have to be machmir in both of these shailas because we're actually unsure as to what the halacha is, because it's inconclusive from the Gemara what the halacha is. Now, if you look at the Gra makes a very fascinating point. And I'm not going to go through the whole Gra with you. because that would be the rest of Shir. But I'll just highlight some key points. The first point is to recognize that the Rambam actually had a totally different reading of the Gemara than the one we've been assuming until now. If you remember, the Gemara in Samach Chesed Aleph says that there's a debate between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. Ula said machlokas, meaning machlokas between a man and Rabbi Shimon, by Yishpiachul Vasof Pagam, but Pagam Meikara Divriakol is Mutter. Now, what does Pagam Meikara mean? So we've been assuming now Pagam Meikara means Pagam Meikara and Mitchila Ve'adsof. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Bepogim Meikara Nami Machlokas. And that's presumably the position we accept, Lamaisa. There's a debate in the Gemara whether Pagum Meikara is a Machlokas, and also Hishbiachul Vasof Pagum is a Machlokas. Is Divya Kol Asur, or they're both a Machlokas? That's a Teku. But the point is that Pagum Meikara Machlokas means Pagum Itchila Vatsof. So according to Rabbi Meir, Pagum Mitchila Vatsof is Aser, right? That's Rabbi Meir's view that no Saint Tam Lufkan is Aser. And Rabbi Shimon, whom we accept Lahalacha, says Pagum Mitchila Vatsof is Mutter. And that's what we've been assuming until now. Which means, who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam says in the Perush Mishnayos that when the Gemara says Pagum Meikara, it doesn't mean Pagum Meikara meaning Mitchila Vatsof. When the Gemara says Pagum Meikara, that means what? Pagum Meikara, but Dafka Meikara, Sofo Lashbiach. And that's the case where Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon disagree. In which case, it turns out that everybody agrees that Pagum Mitchila Vatsof is Mutter. Now, if so, that might mean that our Mishnah is who? Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Shimon. In which case, it might be the case that who do we paskin like? Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Shimon. So it's not like we were assuming until now. When you read the Beis Yosef and everybody else, you get the impression that when the Rambam wrote that we are machmir for tchila l'shvach and sofa l'fgam and tchila l'fgam and sofa l'shvach, that's because even Rabbi Shimon might be machmir in that case. No, that's not the pshat in the Rambam. The pshat is that we paskin like Rabbi Meir, and Reb Meir is Matir, Pagum Mitchila Vatsof. Kostam Mishnah Reb Meir. Remember, the only reason we had to assume that the Mishnah can't be Reb Meir is because the Mishnah is Matir, Chometz L'toch Grisim, right? But now that we're saying Reb Meir could agree in Pagum Mitchila Vatsof, then maybe the Mishnah is Reb Meir. Now, the Gra goes through the Yerushalmi, and he shows how the way the Rambam learns the Gemara, it answers a lot of kashas that Tosfos has difficulty with, and he really shapes up, you know, shows the Milos of the Rambam's pshat. But in the end of the day, he doesn't accept it. He writes towards the end of the piece, "Aval pashta di Yerushalmi lo mashmakein v'gam sugya de gemara kasha lepe rusho." The Yerushalmi and the Bavli are difficult for the Rambam, and therefore this is the conclusion, the bottom line of the Gra. Ella, depoge meikara, u mitchila ve'ad sof, din echad lahem. Poge meikara v'sof olashbiach, as well as poge mitchila ve'ad sof, have one din. Now, what's the din for poge mitchila ve'ad sof? Everybody agrees that? Mutter. Which turns out that, according to the Gra, poge meikara v'sof olashbiach is also Mutter. The Gra paskins against the Shulchan Aruch and against the Rambam. The halacha is Pagum Meikara v'sof olashbiach is Mutter. Now, the question is, when is it Mutter? Is it Mutter even when it's Mushbach or only when it's Pagum? In other words, maybe he learns like the Shach, but for the opposite reason. Nobody could possibly say that it's mutter when it's mushbach. I mamish taste the iser. It's no same time mushbach. Of course that's aser. Rather, when the Gra says pagum meikar v'sof olashbiach, he means to say pagum meikar v'sof olashbiach is mutter. He means to say it's mutter when it's pagum. But of course it's aser when it's mushbach. However, if you read the Gra carefully and think about his raya from Ula and the like, it becomes clear that the Gra thinks that pogum ekara besofel hashpiach is mutter not just when it's pogum, but even when it's mushbach. Remarkable. You have a situation where, according to the Gra, you have a taroves, and you taste tam shelisser, and the tam shelisser is no same tam l'shvach, and it's still mutter. Now, how could that be? Don't we say chozer v'neyor? Maybe if you held like the Ravid, okay, but we don't hold like the Ravid. The Grad doesn't accept the Ravid. So probably the answer is that when do we say chozer v'neyor? When you added more isser. But here, when it was initially mutter, because when it was pogum, it was definitely mutter, like the Shach says, and now on its own, it changes into shvach, so there's nothing pushing it to become usher again. Kain, what the Ramban said to be miyashe for Rashi, right? In other words, we've seen, if you recall, when we, all the way back in the beginning of the year, when we did Simen Tzadi Ches, so we discussed the famous machlokas between the Shach and the Ramah about how do you define min bimino. The Ramah said you define min bimino like the Gemara says, basar shmaz linan. The Shach said that's impossible. Why? Because then it will turn out that you're toim tam shalisser and it's mutter midiraisa. That's impossible. The Chiddush of Tam Kikr tells me that any time I'm toim tam shalisser, it's always usser. The Shach follows that sheet as we've seen l'chol orech haderech. In Simen Tzadi Ches, in Simen Tzadi Tes, in Simen Kuf. And here as well. If you're toim tam shel iser, it's aser. There's nothing to talk about. Chozer v'neyor. The Ramah held no. The Ramah held if there's a sheer bittel, it's mutter. Even if it happens to be that you're toim the tam shel iser. Now, the Gra did not accept the Ramah over there. It's true. But we said at the time that there are many places in which we see that the Ramah's thinking fundamentally can be true. Meaning to say that if there is bittel, it's going to be mutter, even if, theoretically, you're toeing the tam shalisser. One example of that is, let's say, the Ravid. The Ravid who says that we don't say chozer v'neyor is telling us that even though you're toeing the tam shalisser, it's mutter. The isser was batel. There's a sheer bittel. So that too we don't accept. But the Gra is another case where we see that line of thinking. Again, not that the Gra holds like the Ramah, but he accepts the fundamental line of thinking. Here we have something that was batel. Why was it batel? Because when the isser fell into the heter, it was no same tam lefgam, or lav dafka batel, it's mutter. However you explain it. And since it's mutter, it doesn't all of a sudden become usher when the tam is mushbach again. Yeah?
Can you say, like, before the Rush and the Ran, a few days ago in the Bet Isra Mashu, that once it's pogum, then the Isra is paka?
Right. One way to understand it is that the Isra is paka, and there's no chozer v'neyor here because there's no Tosefes Isra.
Mm-hmm. But it'd be, is the Isra paka b'etzem, or is it paka in that there's not an Asmer Shemunos?
Well, again, the Chiddush of Chozer v'Neyor tells me even when the Isser is Paka, it's not fully Paka, because it can be regenerated.
But is Chozer v'Neyor different Bittel?
Chozer v'Neyor is, despite the Bittel, oh, you're saying because Paka is Be'etzem? Maybe, yeah. So that would be one way to explain absolutely why here we don't say Chozer v'Neyor,
right.
Because it's Paka. Mm-hmm.
Could you also just flip the Sarv around in its head? In the same svara, just like the Ran says, later on when it's pogum, we hear it as the entire tavshil being mifgam,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just the iser. Here we view the entire tavshil as being mushbach.
Right, I agree. I just think that if you learned like the Gra, like the Shach, you could never consider that.
If you learn, right. No, but I think the svara is still slightly different from the svara that we're suggesting about Chozer v'Neyor.
Yeah, I agree. There are a number of reasons, like both of you, but what both of you are saying is correct. But I think was awesome. In other words, there are a number of possibilities why this would be different than Chozer v'Neyor. think these are three possibilities, and they all might be correct.
They all rest on the assumption.
But right. The point that I want to bring out just at the end of the day is, you see, not like the Shach's assumption that the Chiddush of Tav Gikr says that that possibility is impossible. Okay. Fine. The next point is just a minor ha'ara, which is, before we get to Sif Beis, if you have something that's usher, that's ain't a roi lager, is it usher to eat it? So if you look at the Rambam in Machos Asuros Perk Yudalet Halacha Yud Aleph, he writes, O she'achal ochel ha'asr achar she'hisriach v'hivish uvatel me'ochel adam ha'reze pater. So some want to be medayik from there that it's still usher. The Rambam says it's pater, yinachai malchus, but it might still be usher midirabanan. The Prima Gadim in Sifkat and Aleph quotes this b'shem the Minchas Kohen. The Pri Chadash disagrees. He says there's no Isser except for Bal Teshaktsu, since it's gross. There's a separate issue, but there's no fundamental Isser. The Ra'ah over here writes explicitly there's no Isser. And we're not going to get into it now, but just Mar Makom, well, maybe we'll talk about this another time, but this might be relevant for certain types of dietary supplements or the like. Do we say that something that's non-kosher but not ra'i l'achila, is there an even iser derabanan to eat that? Okay. Fine. So let's turn to Sif Beis. Sif Beis says that if you cooked chometz and grease in, it's mutter. And the Ramah quotes that the Isher Veheter says that the pot is nevertheless usser. What's the pshat? So that which were machmir for the pot really rests upon two chidushim. Again, chometz l'toch grisin is no sin tam l'vgam. So when I cook, I pour my iser chometz into my pot full of grisim, the tavshil's mutter, I'm allowed to eat the grisin. Now, intuitively I would have said, well, if the food I'm cooking in the pot is kosher, then the pot should be kosher. So the iser v'hater says, no, the pot's treif. Why? So number one is, you see that I don't say that the Isser is batel and not chose v'neyor. I don't say that. And therefore, this chometz has the possibility of trafing up the pot. Now, why is that? So the Shach and the Gra say, this is an example of pagum ulevasof hashbiach. At least the Shulchan Aruch paskins pagum ulevasof hashbiach is Asser. So this is basically pagum ulevasof hashbiach. Why? Because yes, it's true that this chometz doesn't asher the grisin, because it's pogame, but the chometz gets absorbed into the walls of the pot, and the next time I use the pot, I'm going to cook vegetables, broccoli, and taka vinegar and broccoli is no sin tam l'shvach, so memela, it's asher. So the reason this A is based off of the principle of pogum ulvasov hashbiach being asher. Now you see a second chiddush, which is that we see the chometz as existing on its own, and therefore capable of ossering something else. Meaning to say that I might have said, no, once the chometz is integrated with the grisin, kain, like we said in Iran, it's a single new entity, and since that entity is mutter, so that entity can't asr the pot. No, kamash malan, I say, look, there's tam chometz in this pot, and if I cook broccoli in the pot, that chometz will be no sin tam l'shvach. The broccoli will be asr. And memela, once you have a pot that's capable of asring other foods, we have this second din that the pot is asr to use. That's always the rule. right? You're not allowed to use any pot for anything if it's capable of asering something. So that is basically the chiddush of the iser v'hatar, those two chidushim. Since even onosin tam lefgam is mutter, if I were to cook broccoli in this pot afterwards, the broccoli would become asur, and the Shulchan Aruch says the kedera is a surah. Good. Now that's only true, the iser v'hatar says, and the Rama quotes, if there was mamashu shel iser in the pot, like the chometz being poured into the grisim. So that's going to asur the pot. But if it's only davar balua, for example, a spoon that was balua bedavar hapogim, that stirs these grisim, let's say, that's going to be mutter. Why is that? Mutter, not barnat. And this is also in a Shulchan Aruch. Now, what is not barnat? So the truth is, this is an unusual case of not barnat. The standard case of not barnat, and Be'ezras Hashem, we will study this in depth when we get to Hilchos Bas V'Chalav, is the principle that if you have no Saint Tam bar no Saint Tam shel heter, then it doesn't create iser. So the example in the Gemara is Dagim Sha'alu Bikara. I have a fleshed plate. So that plate is what we call Tam Rishon Shel Basar. Why? How did I put meat onto the plate. So the meat is basar. The plate is Tam Rishon Shel Basar. Then I put some fish onto the plate, right? We talked about this before, Shir. Okay, we're not worried about that for some reason. I put fish onto the plate, so now the fish are tam sheni, we'll call tam sheni shel heter, right? It's no Saint Tam bar no Saint Tam. It's twice removed from the source. The source was the meat. So now those fish, I could eat them with kutach, even though kutach has milk products in it. Right? Great. That's the principle of not barnat. Now, not barnat is only when it's leheter. It doesn't work for iser. For example, if I put nevela on the plate, then the nevela is going to aser whatever I put onto it. Now, that's certainly true even if you hold of Hanan, but even if you don't hold of Hanan, we don't say not barnat isura. That's the general rule. Here, though, you have a situation when you're dealing with iser, but you have the possibility of not barnat. So how so? So let's take an example. Let's imagine you have a pot that you cooked nevela in, bo bayom, right? Today I cooked nevela in my pot, and without realizing it, I subsequently go ahead, and now I cook wine in my pot. Okay, now let's assume for the moment that basar into yayin is no Saint Tam. Great. So now the wine is mutter. There's Tam Nevela. Okay, no Saint Tam of Kam. So the wine is mutter. Great. Now, then I go ahead and I take a spoon and I stir the wine in the Nevela Dikka pot. So we're going to say that Tam Nevela in the spoon is going to be Tam Shel Heter. Now, even though you might have said no, you might have said the Tam Nevela is Omid Bifnei Atzmo, and it's Tam Shel Iser, right? So not Barnat is irrelevant. I say no. That since there's no Iser that's been created yet, so that spoon is going to be Tam Rishon Shel Heter. Now, then I go ahead and I use that spoon to mix a second pot of wine. So that second pot of wine is Tam Sheni Shel Heter. Now then the pot that the second pot is going to be Tam Shlishi Shel Heter, and Tam Shlishi Shel Heter is Mutter. So no problem, not Barnat. Now the Taz in Sifkat and Vav wonders, why did the Ramah need to come on to Tam Shlishi Shel Heter? Why did he need such a far-fetched case? Why don't we just have a more pasha case? You have a spoon that was boleya tam pagum. So even if, or let's say the spoon was boleya tam nevela directly, right? and I then used it to stir something, let's say, I used it to stir a pot that nisbash full of wine, so that tam can't become aser, right? In other words, all I should really need is not barnat. I should only need tam sheni shel heter. Why does the Rama give an example of tam shlishi shel heter? So the Shachin in Nekudas HaKesef says that the Rama is based off of something that he writes in Sim Tzadi Hei Siv Gimel, which is that we need shloshin tamim of heter. Why is that? The Gemara says you only need not barnat. The answer is because the Rivan holds that you don't hold of not barnat bishinis bashlu, but when you're of shloshin nosne tam shel heter, it's okay. And therefore, the Rama gives an example of tam shlishi shel heter. All right, we'll worry about all that when we get to Simin Sadihei, but that's just so you know what the Shach and Itaz are talking about. Now, it comes out, interestingly enough, just for our purposes, that according to the Taz, if you have a Kaf Bas Yoma Hablua Me Basar Nevela, that then you use to, let's say again, to stir wine, that pot is mutter, right? You could use that pot for anything now. Because by the time it gets to the pot, it's Tam Sheni Shel Heter. And that's actually probably how the Prima Gadim Paskins Lamaisa. Okay. So again, if you didn't follow that, we'll get back to it. The first question is, do you need the Tam Shlishi Shel Heter like the Ravan? Well, we'll get there. Take a look at the Prima Gadim here if you want to see. Okay. Now, here is an interesting point. What is the whole Svara of Not Barnat? Because we just have to note that there's a very important chiddush that comes out over here. So this is a discussion among the Rishonim, but at least the Rashba writes as follows. Why is it that not barnat is true? Ein ro'i lachul shem u'kinyin sh'amar linyin basar b'chalav b'dagim sh'alu b'kara sh'mutar l'achlan b'chalav mishum dekevan sh'tam ha'basar sh'kaltu ha'dagim min ha'ki'ara Niklash v'nechlash kol kach kodem shiavol lidei iser basar b'chalav sheinu roi likare basar b'chalav v'lachul alav iser basar b'chalav. What's the yisod? The yisod is that since it's already tam sheni shel heter, it's been weakened. In each transfer, it gets a little more shvach. L'chora, by the way, we're talking about a case where you could still taste it, because if you can't even taste it, of course there's no din of tam k'ikar or basar b'chalav. Right? You need to taste it. So we're talking about a case where you could taste it, but the chiddush of not barnat is each step, it gets a little more shvach, niklash iser, and therefore, says the Rashba, there's no koach to aser the next thing. When it comes to basar b'chalav, we're talking about the creation of an iser. You see, that's why the Rashba explains, we don't hold of not barnat de isura, only not barnat tateira, even if you don't hold of chanan. Why? Because when it comes to basar b'chalav, we're talking about the creation of a new iser. In order for these dagim to aser the kutach, for example, they need to create something new. There isn't any iser until now. To create a new iser, you need a shtark tam. This is not a shtark tam, this is a shvachatam. A shvachatam doesn't have the koach to create a new iser. So memeila, if the iser was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was in Nevela, it was here all along, and it's just an issue of being transferred from place to place to place to place to place, it remains Aser Leolam. As long as you could taste it, it's Aser. But when it comes to creating a new Iser, so then you need a Shtark Tam. That's basically the way the Rashba understands Not Barnat. Now, if that's true, you might have argued that here the whole Heter of Not Barnat isn't relevant. Because here we're not talking about the creation of a new Iser, we're simply talking about the transfer of the original Nevela. So it's true. It's Tam Rishon Shel Heter. It's Tam Sheni Shel Heter. There's no Isser created, it's Tam Shlishi Shel Heter. But what do I care? Once it gets into the Tam Revi'i, the Isser's there. So, if you understand that Tam Ki'ikar is a new Isser, it's an Isser Chadosh, then this didn't make a lot of sense. It doesn't have the Kayach to create a new Isser once it's Tam Shlishi Shel Heter. But, as opposed to a normal case where it's been Isser all along, meaning to say, if you had nevela to plate, plate to potato, potato to broccoli, since the potato is aser, right, before it was tam sheni shel heter, the potato was tam sheni shel iser, so memela, it was aser, and has the koyach to aser the broccoli. That's true. But when it's no same tam lefgam, so it's tam sheni shel heter, so now that nevela has no koyach to aser the broccoli, or the third thing.
I think this is what you just explained. Again, if Tom is Isra Kadosh, then why isn't that true by every case and not from Matthew?
Because since, let's say Tom is an Isra Kadosh. So let's take the case of the Gemara, but instead of Basar Sha'alu Bika'ara, it was Nevela Sha'alu Bika'ara. So the pshat is that you have a plate with Tom Nevela, Tom Rishon Shalisar.
Right.
Fine. Now you put a potato on that plate. That's tam sheni shel iser. So the potato became aser, right? So now, since the potato became aser, there's the iser chadash of tam kikar was chal in the potato. That's pashut. So since it was chal already, so mamela could aser the broccoli as well.
So then, is that really, are we essentially saying that everything is tam rishon?
In a sense, yes. In a sense, it's because tam kikar is an iser chadash, it doesn't get lowered. But that's only when the Isser is chal,
right?
So here, it's not chal because there's no same tam lefgam, so it's arrested.
Right.
And memela it's shayach, the heter of tam shlishi, even by Isser. So my recommendation for you is that you pocket this, keep it in mind for now, because this is the relevance of tam, not barnat, and we'll come back to this again. But this sugya might be very telling about the nature of not barnat in terms of iser. Again, now it could be that you disagree with this whole din, but that might be because you also disagree with the din by tavshil, right? There's at what level do you agree with it or disagree with it? All right, let's go on to Sifhei. So Sifhei teaches us the halachos of Kedera She'ena Bas Yoima. So let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara, we know, the most important heter in the Aradeya is Kli She'eno Ben Yomo, Ksnosin Tam Lefkam. Where does this come from? So in Ayin Hamid Beis, in Avodah Zarah, Amr B'chia B'ed Rav Huna, Lo Asra Torah L'Kedera Bas Yoma, Delav Nosin Tam Lefkam Hu. Says Rashi on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, Dimaschu Bas Yoima, Avobishel Ba'esmal Kfar Hifig Ba'taimo, Belinas Laila, Vishuv Kishapolto Betavshil Acher Eino Ela Lifgam. Now, it sounds like, and Tosfos over there, Dimaschu Bas makes this diuk, that Rashi understands that Linas Laila is pogemes, meaning to say we don't need meis leis. For something to be no same tam lefgam, we don't have to wait 24 hours, as long as a night passes. And Tosfos brings support from this, from the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Beis. It's a quite remarkable proof. Now, what's very interesting is, like, why should this be? In other words, since noticing Tam Lefkam is a Mitzias Dika Din, so it makes sense that it would be related to time, but why should Lila make any difference? Seems that there are certain things that happen at night. They happen in Shemayim, and they have ramifications, Ba'aretz, and somehow or another, they affect Blios. I don't know how, but Right. Okay, it's true. So, but we see other like ramifications in the world, like the dogs bark, all sorts of things happen at night, and somehow or another, this is an effect of Blios. Okay, fine. It's not the first interesting halacha, but if you look at the Tosfos, Tosfos writes that Zecher Ledavar, you know, where do you see this? A very fascinating proof that Linas Laila Pogemes. Because Linas Laila Mikri Ibor Tsura. Now, what does this mean? And he says it's a Kal Vachomer, actually. If Ochel, that's Be'en, there's Ibor Tzura, Balaila, Shokol Shekein, and Isser, that's Balua Nekedera, we should say Ibor Tzura. Now the question is, what in the world does this mean? What is the connection between Kadshim, which are Talui and Psulina, and our case of no Saint Tam Levgam? So what is this idea of Ibor Tzura? If you look at the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that let's say you have something, a korban that's nifsal bevadai. Let's say it's pigle. So since it's nifsal bevadai, you should burn it immediately. There's no reason to wait. Kadshim shenisrafu, shenifsalu are nisrafu. What about if there's some type of suffix? Let's say it's a suffix tuma. So then we say you shouldn't burn it immediately because maybe it's not actually tamei. So let's wait until it's actually tamei, and then, or not tamei, pasul, and then we'll burn it. And what does that mean? That's what we call ibor tzura. So the simple understanding is that we wait for lina. If you take this meat and you wait the whole night, so after the night passes, it becomes nosar, right? Let's say a standard kachim could be eaten by Yom Uvalayla. So after the next morning comes, after Alos HaShachar, even if it turns out this wasn't Tamei yesterday, but right now it's Nosar, Nosar is definitely Pasul, and you could burn it. That's the simple reading of the Gemara, in which case, Tosfos makes no sense. How do you prove from that din of Ibor Tzura, which is Halacha Nosar, Psul Nosar, to our Shaila of Nozein Tam Levgam? However, if you look at Rashi over there, Psachim Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, Rashi writes as follows: the Teubar Tzurasa Hainu Psulina Ibor Tzuras Maris Basar Belinas Laila Echadu VeKevan Shalana Belaila Harehu Nosar VeTom Sreifa VeNisraf. So that Lashon Ibor Tzuras Maris Basar Belinas Laila sounds like it's saying, and the Mikdash David, Simon Yudzayin Ostal makes this diuk in Rashi, sounds like it's saying that Ibor Tzura means it's actually nifsad in some way. The truth is, Rashi is just coming off of the simple translation of the Lashon of the Gemara. Ibor Tzura doesn't sound like it just means that it's pasul, but it's somehow ruined. It's nifsal. Nifsal in the physical sense. So if that's the pshat Ibor Tzura, the way the words literally imply, and the way Rashi seems to learn, maybe other Rishonim, so that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos over here in our sugya is saying, look, it's a Kal Vachomer. If there's Ibor Tzura, which means not just the Psul Nosar, but somehow or another the Basar is Nifsad with Havaras Laila, and that's when the Basar is Be'en, so Kol Shekein, if it's a Blia, it's going to be really wrecked and going to be no Saint Tam Lefkam. And that's why Tosfos thinks there's a Kal Vachomer, or at least a quasi-Kal Vachomer, from the halacha of Ibor Tzura to the din of no Saint Tam Lefkam. Yeah.
If you really take Rashi in terms of Maris Tzura, then you don't, because Blios don't have a Maris.
It's true.
So
the Kal Vachomer, though, I think, is still at least a quasi-Kal Vachomer.
Right.
Meaning to say, yeah, maybe it's only in terms of Maris, but on the other hand, it's the Mamashos. So, if you put it together, it's a quasi-Kal Vachomer. Tosfos says Kal Vachomer, but he also says it's like a Remez. So, yeah.
Why did Rebbe originally read it differently, or Rashi?
Because the Pashup Shad is, it's because of,
it sounds like it's really.
It's true, but the Pashup Shad in sort of the context of the Sugya is, it's just because now it's Vadai Pasul because of Nosar. And Rashi himself says it's because of Nosar. Right, it's because it's halachically invalid with certainty now, and therefore it could be burnt.
So then why would Rashi say that?
That's a good question. So, sounds like Rashi thinks that both are true and they're probably related. Somehow or another, again, I don't know the mitzias of this, but somehow or another, when a nighttime passes, and then you saw in Taisus and Rishonim, there's a whole discussion, which part of the night, the beginning of the night, the end of the night, the middle of the night, but something happens at night that affects A, the actual appearance of meat, and B, will affect the blios. Yeah.
The Gemara in the beginning of Tamar Nishchat says that Yechoshek that even, or there are days that Yechoshek that even without wine.
Yes.
So, what do Rashi do with that? If Pshat is in Lina, is basically Michal Bisra, so then why aren't Yechoshek and Michal Bisra even before the wine?
Because we don't know that it happens. I don't know. It's a Metzius. That's the way we paskin. I think. Okay. Anyway, that's the way Rashi and Tosfos seems to learn. Not everybody agrees to Rashi and Tosfos, or I shouldn't say Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. If you look at the Rush, he seems to be that his conclusion is against Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The Agos Ashri quotes that the Rashbam said you need 24 hours. That seems to be what the Sefer HaTrumah learns. And that's the psak of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, that you need 24 hours for it to be no Saint Tam Lefkam. However, as you saw in Sif Zion, we don't totally throw out Rashi's position. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both there bring examples where Mitztarev Shitas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Nifsal when Lila passes, when there are other tzadim lahakel as well. The way some understand it is it's a suffix, so it's a begetter sfeik sfeik. In fact, Rabbi Akiva Eger and Siv Zion says that the pshat is, the Minchas Yaakov says, is every time there's a hefsid meruba, we're mitzarev shitas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam to make it a sfeik sfeik lahakel. So whenever you're dealing with shilos, and they're complicated shilos with multiple sfeikos, always keep Rashi in your back pocket. Now, maybe there was Linas Laila. In fact, the Chachmas Adam writes that in Klal Nun Hei, Sam Sif Hei, he writes that in a Hefsid Meruba, when there's a suffix, if Me'es L'Es passed, but you know that there was Avaris Laila, you could be Mekel because of a fake Sveika. That's what the Chachmas Adam says. The Prima Gadim, if you take a look, isn't so into that. Okay. Fine. Now, that's one question about no Saint Tam Lefkam. Now, until now, we've been talking about no Saint Tam Lefkam in terms of blios. Do we ever say no Saint Tam Lefkam in terms of mamasha shalisser? So, if you have, like, a whole piece, nobody's going to say that you have a nevela, right? So after 24 hours passes, it's no longer us anymore, right? That's definitely not going to be the case. But there is a debate about whether shamnunis, or some type of residue that has mamashus, will become pogum if it's, or will be pogam if it's eno ben yomo. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah writes, V'kulam sh'nishtamesh bahen ad shelo yatfil, it's mutter. Because the no Saint Tam Lefkam is mutter. So the Ran says that there are those that say that means yatfil, meaning you didn't wash it, right? Even though you didn't wash it, it's mutter. Why? Because just like blios become pagum when it's eno ben yomo, so too, if you have like residue of mamashus on a kli, it's also nifzal t'eno ben yomo. And this is the view of the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Dalet. He writes, Shekola shumin shebahem, no Saint Tam Lefkam, kemo shebiyarnu. The Beis Yosef, though, writes that the Rashba's machmir against the Rambam and the Ran. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Samach Vavam, the Beis also seems to be machmir. Take a look at the Rashash there. And how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch over here in Sif Hei brings two deos, two opinions. First he quotes the Machmirin, and then he concludes, V'yesh Matirin, afilu bishel ba kodim shidicha. In other words, the practical example would be, you have a pot that you didn't wash. See, nowadays we wash pots. So it's pretty pashut. In the olden days, I remember my grandfather, they didn't wash pots, especially frying pans, because they had to do this whole fancy thing to like make the frying pan not burn the food. So I once washed his frying pan, and he was like very upset because he had to do this thing again. frying pan was like 60 years old. So how do you clean a frying pan? You like take a shmata and you wipe it down and you put it back and you take it out the next day. So it's not, it's actually full of shamnunis. So would such a frying pan be nosein tam lefgam or not? That's going to be tali in the shaila. So how do we paskin? The Taz Sifkat Ches says we're machmir. It's not so pashut though. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Ches Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes im yesh shamnunis shel iser al hamarda shekorin pala. Some type of like big spatula, like those, you know, that they used to take the pizzas out of the oven. So they, not everybody had private ovens in those days, and they sometimes shared ovens with Goyim. And let's say, and it was expensive to have special kosher spatulas, so let's say there's shamnuna shel iser, so then asr litein aleh heter kol hayom. Miuk, she'ein abas yoma, mutar lishtamish ba, mishum d'i afshar b'inyin acher. Now it says explicitly that there's shamnunis shel iser on this spatula, and still he says it's mutter to use it if it's eno ben yomo kevin sheyafshar ben yin acher. Sounds like we're saying that eno ben yomo applies even if it's mutter, even if there's shamnunis ben, and the pshat is because it's yafshar ben yin acher. In other words, b'makom hafseid b'makom sheyafshar ben yin acher, we could be someich on a lenient view. That's a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look over there, the Yad Yehuda says it's talking about that there's no Shamnunis Ben. It's not the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. So it could be that we do, this position is not totally thrown out Lamaisa. So I'll give you an interesting Shaila that somebody asked me this summer that might relate to this question. They asked me the following. During the 9 days, so can't use your, you can't have meat barbecues anymore, he wanted to use his barbecue, his grill to grill fish. Now, the problem is, if you've ever tried to clean a grill, is that you can't really get it clean. You could scrub it down, you could wash it, but there'll be this like fatty residue on the grates. Maybe, you know, if you work for 2 days or you put it in a self-cleaning oven or something like that, you could get it clean. But it's very difficult. You know, even if you clean your grill well, there's still going to be a fatty residue on the grill. So he wanted to know, can he grill fish on this? What's his concern? His concern is, we know, of sakana. Oh, but if it's so, but maybe it's eno ben yomo. So it should be okay. Eno ben yomo. Most poskim are makel to cook fish in an eno ben yomo pot, even if there's a question if you're machmir blios, but certainly eno ben yomo, right? People cook gefilte fish in their fleishig pots. Most people, as I said before, shir, my grandparents didn't do that either, but they had a fish pot. But at least we cook fish. So, but the problem is that okay, you'd be makel even if you're makel by blios, and certainly makel by blios eno ben yomo. But the problem is that there's this shamnunis which you can't get off. The grill is full of this fatty residue.
So
that was the sakana shaila. So this was the question that they asked me. So I thought about the following: the Magen Avraham in Kuf Ayin Gimel Sifkat Aleph says maybe we don't even have to worry about sakana anyway anymore because nishtanu atefa. Do we pask in that way? So, not clear, but the Velt does not pask in that way. Most people still will not eat fish with meat. We assume that we're choshesh, chamir, sakanta, yosir, misura, we still are choshesh. Okay, but look at the Darkei Tshuva, simin kuf tezayin, sifkan tezayin, that the Gdolei Achronim, among them the Shvus Yankif, were willing to be mitzareif the Magen Avraham if you have another tzad lahakel. So this is what I thought to this guy. I said, look, if there's a yeshomim in our sif that says shamnunis, that eno ben yomo, is no sin tam lefgam, so we're going to be mitzareif the yeshomim in our sif with the Magen Avraham. So I asked Rabbi Schwartz, and he said, no, the Yesh Omrim in our Siman is totally rejected. We don't hold to that. That's rejected. You need like a strong Yesh Omrim to be mitzarif to the Magen Avraham, not a Shvach Yesh Omrim. So I thought that's not true, because even if you say that, You might get that impression from our siman, but from siman kuf ches, the implication is that this is a strong yeshomrim. Here I thought there was an additional tzad lahakel, because they used grill cleaner, which is probably pogame, whatever blios are left. So anyway, I asked from Rabbi Willig what he thought yesterday, and he thought that he thought you could be makel in this case. He liked my cheshbon of being mitzdaref, the yeshomrim and our siman, plus the Magen Avraham. Then he said, I'm not even sure we don't entirely hold to the Magen Avraham. What did the Darkei Tshuva say? He said that we'll be mitzdarif the Magen Avraham with another tzad. He didn't mean, right? He meant another halachic tzad. That's what he's referring to. Yeah.
That the Ran thinks that the mamashus ba'en is so little you're not really getting enough from it, so therefore you're not getting enough, and then the fact that it's probably not there.
I understand. But it's no Saint Thomas Shvach. If you think that it's not pogum.
No, it is pogum. And if the shamun is, it's all pogum.
You're saying everybody agrees the mitzias is its pogum, right. But still there's a tzad lahachmir. But the Ran seems to accept the lenient opinion.
Right, because the Ran thinks that it's pogum.
So it's mutter, and what's a tzad lahachmir?
The Rashba thinks that it has a din of ben.
Okay, but still, it's no Saint Thomas Gan. There's rov heter, it should be mutter. Okay, it shouldn't be mutter. Okay, it should be mutter, yeah. All right, I guess we'll have to stop here. As I said, I'm hopeful that next time, on Monday, Bezrus Hashem, we will finish the siman during Chabura and start siman Kuf Dalet. So try to at least have started Simen Kuf Dalet by Monday. And so Kuf Dalet goes, relatively quickly. Okay, Chavra, thank you very much.